Hey there, podcast listeners. Episode 5 about to roll out across your speakers, into your ears. Tonight we talk to Mike Scholdeis, an AU recruiter, who shares with us his travel tips, the life of a recruiter at Athabasca University, and a certain plan that we may or may not have hatched to enroll George Clooney as a student at Athabasca. Hey, why not? Dream big, right? So here you are, episode five of the podcast. George Clooney, your student number awaits.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Fantastic.
All right, so I am recording. And is it Michael or Mike?
I suppose my given name is Michael, but everybody calls me whichever they prefer.
Aha. All right. And you are AU's official recruiter, aren't you?
I am one of four, yes.
One of four. And so thanks for agreeing to be on a podcast interview.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, you'll be on episode 5.
Woo!
Hooray! And I'm afraid I didn't have time to write out interview questions ahead of time. It was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing.
Well, that's okay. I didn't have time to write out answers.
See? Even better. So I guess what I'm wondering is what the life of an AU recruiter is like. You're on the road right now, aren't you?
I was sort of locally on the road. I was just out at an evening event at a local high school here in Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got back from that. I'll be out on the road again next week in Ontario, seeing a few of our corporate clients and a couple of colleges.
So do you range all across Canada, or do you go farther?
Yeah, no, I range across Canada. I was also in the UK for 10 days in October. So wherever there's, you know, the glimmer of a student,
there you are.
I'll be there.
The migration of the AU recruiter is wide and varied then.
Exactly. And then we've got other recruiters who've just been in Ontario. I was there also a couple of weeks ago. We've got some that were out in Vancouver recently. We're out to the East Coast in the next couple of weeks.
Wow. What kind of students do you recruit? Who are you looking for?
Yeah, so we're looking for all kinds of students. Like I said, this evening I was at a high school event, so we're talking to high school students. Most of the ones who are interested in Athabasca University are thinking about doing a gap year and trying to pick up a couple of credits during that year before they commit to their bricks and mortar school. But I also talked to a lot of parents at the high school events who are really interested in our MBA program and our MAIS program, the Master of Arts in Integrated Studies.
Right.
It's always great to talk to those parents because that's the program that I'm currently in. So there's lots of stuff to talk about at that time.
So not only are you ranging all across Canada, you're also going to school?
Yes.
Crazy. How's that working out?
It works out great. I mean, I take one class at a time. And my wife's also studying with us. She takes one class at a time. So, mm-hmm. You know, we have study dates instead of movie night.
How much homework do you do on the airplane?
I don't do any homework on the
plane. None at all?
None at all.
Oh, scandalous. You're not even reading a textbook at the gate?
I have been known to read a magazine article or something online at the gate, but not a textbook.
You're not going to carry around your copy of Foucault and Discipline and Punish as you go through security?
No. I had some excerpts of Camus on one flight, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That must have been a desperate flight.
It wasn't that bad. I kind of like Camus.
Yeah? So what's the craziest on-the-road story you have? Because you must have at least one.
Well, I guess the most recent crazy story was the shocking conversation I had with the cashier at a UK airline and how much they wanted for my overweight luggage.
Shocking? Tell us.
Shocking. So with your Air Canada flights, you're allowed two bags at 22 kilos or whatever it is. So I was very careful to get my two bags at 20 kilos so that I knew I would be under. And we were flying a Air Canada partner in the UK. So I put my bags on the scale, and he says, you're overweight. I'm like, what do you mean I'm overweight? And he says, well, you're 20 kilos over. I said, no, each bag is 20 kilos. And he's like, yeah, you're only allowed 20 kilos. So we went back and forth on this for a little bit. And then I said, so what do I do? And he says, well, you pay. So with Air Canada, the overweight charge is like $75 or something. So
yeah.
It's not pleasant, but it's not tragic either. So I said, okay, so how do I do that? He says, well, I keep your bags and your passport. You will go over there to pay, and then you come back and you get your passport back. I'm like, all right, well, this makes sense. So
sounds
I
like a bit of a racket.
Just wait. So I skip over to the cashier with my little note from the baggage man, and she says, oh, you're overweight. And I said, yeah. And she goes, it's 10 pounds a kilo. And I'm like, no, it's 2.2 pounds a kilo. And she says, no, not those kinds of pounds.
Oh.
10 pounds, pounds. I'm like, but 20 kilos at 10 pounds a kilo is 200 pounds.
That's like, what, $350, $400, isn't it?
That's what I said. And at 1.7, that's not good. Don't do anything. I'll be right back. So I run over to the guy, and I'm like, okay, give me my bags. I'm going to throw some stuff out and put stuff in my carry-on. He's like, oh, I already sent your bags.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what? So he totally sent my bags. So then I had to go pay, and then I came back. I got my passport. I was like, well, that's going to dip into my meal plan for the next couple days.
Oh, no.
So
you must have a ton of good travel tips then.
Yeah, I suppose the most important travel tips are be prepared going to the airline security gate. So wear loafers, first of all.
Check.
In case
okay.
you have to kick your shoes off. Mm-hmm. If you're able to go sans belt, go sans belt.
Sans belt, got it.
Very important.
Yes.
Obviously, have all your liquids in a bag.
Yes.
Have your laptop at the top of the bag that it's in so that you can quickly spill it out.
Yes.
It's amazing how you can tell. What's that movie? Up in the Air, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's really like that when you get to the security lineup. You want to be in line behind the people that you think know what they're doing.
Frankly, I'd be happy being behind George Clooney in any line.
No doubt.
Now that I'm thinking about it, that would work for me.
Yeah, so that's the key there. And if you're flying on an airline that you don't recognize, make sure you go over their baggage policies before you get there, because they may not be the same as the airlines they partner with.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What else is a good tip? Oh, SeatGuru.
SeatGuru
is a super fun website where if you put the flight number of your plane, it will tell you which seats of all the seats are actually good. So on some planes, they'll charge you priority seating for seats right behind first class.
Right.
And SeatGuru will tell you if those seats actually get infringed upon by the first class people if they recline. Or they'll tell you, you know, when you fly and you get one of those seats that doesn't have the TV in front of it, but it's in the armrest, so then the armrest doesn't go up.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you which seats are those seats. So then you can go and make your seat selection intelligently and not get taken advantage of.
That is a good tip.
Maybe taken advantage of is a bit extreme, but you know what I mean.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
Yes. I just got back from a conference in Atlanta, and holy cow, that was an experience going through four layers of security checkpoints in Toronto. Woo! It was a good time.
I'm sure.
Yes, I got to know a lot of people very well. I wish I had known about that SeatGuru thing, though.
Yeah, I just found out about that a couple of weeks ago. It's fantastic.
Holy smokes. So how many flights a month do you take, then?
In any given month, probably not that many. I probably fly out of Edmonton maybe once or twice a month during the busy times. Like in October, I'm out quite often. In January, I'm traditionally out a lot. But during the summer and in the spring, I don't go out that often.
So is it mostly driving around then?
Yeah, or just doing follow-up stuff from the office. Mm-hmm. So via the internet, or the interweb, as some of us call it.
Interwebs?
Yeah.
Yes, because you are all over Twitter.
I do what I can.
You do what you can. You're doing quite a lot, sir.
No, thank you.
Yeah, and the Twitter, the AU Twitter, is slowly beginning to pick up.
It's picking up a lot of steam. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see that the @AU hashtag is being adopted by people even, you know, sort of outside the inner circles, so that's great.
Yeah, because it's a small core of people that do a whole lot of the tweeting.
Yeah, it is.
And are you on the landing as well?
I've spent a little bit of time on the landing, but with, you know, my commitments on Twitter and managing the Athabasca University Facebook fan page and then the rest of my work.
Facebook fan page?
Of course.
Why did I not know about this?
Well, That's not good. I would say it's top secret, but it doesn't seem right to have a top secret fan page.
That would almost make it better.
Yeah.
Your fan club.
So it's super simple to find. Facebook.com/Athabasca.University.
I'm doing it right now. Athabasca University?
Athabasca.University.
Oh, wait, it goes there too anyway. Oh, what's it saying? Change their about. Uh-oh. Oh, look at that. There's pictures and everything.
Of course.
Holy smokes.
So I'm trying to figure out a way to co-publish to Facebook and The Landing simultaneously so I don't have to dual publish.
Yeah, because that would be a lot of posting.
Yeah. And then, you know, I have other parts of my portfolio that need managing, so.
Oh, look at me. I'm liking comments on the Facebook page.
Excellent. Thanks for that. Which comments are you liking?
Somebody who says that they are like a kid with a Christmas present because they just got their course pack, and she's holding off, not opening it.
So that, that thread came out of me reading a link sent via Twitter on 27 things you can do to increase the chatter on your fan page. And
really?
One of the suggestions was ask a yes or no question. And I said, all right, I have access to the fan page. I've got 5 minutes to spare. I'm going to ask a yes or no question. And I'm going to test this thing out. So I asked, yes or no, did you register for a course November 10th? And are you anxiously awaiting the start of that course December 1st? And then there was those string of comments that you've seen there where some people talk about how anxious they are. Someone was talking about, like you just mentioned, that it's like Christmas for them. So it worked out really well to get a lot of interaction on our fan page based on asking a yes or no question. So I was really happy to see that work.
Yeah, there's a lot of replies there. You must be becoming a social media guru on top of a travel tip guru.
Well, guru might be a bit ambitious, but I know a lot more now than I used to, that's for sure.
I confess that now I have an image of you in my mind as sort of a George Clooney at the airport. I'm trying to resolve that with your Twitter picture.
No,
it's working out well, don't worry.
If you're going on a Google image hunt, you should do Massimo Capra, because I look far more like Massimo Capra than I do George Clooney.
Do you really?
Yes.
Excellent. Oh, look at you styling the Argyle on your Twitter picture.
Indeed.
Very nice.
I think I was looking for a golf ball.
Yeah, you look deep in thought in that picture. Perhaps you're thinking about your course pack.
Perhaps.
Or your next Facebook posting.
Yeah, I am thinking about my next Facebook posting.
So you're kind of preaching to the choir here, because this is going to be a Landing podcast, and obviously we're all already recruited to AU. But what's your big pitch when you talk to someone?
Well, it really depends on who the someone is. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that in higher education, it's very important for the individual to find a fit with the school. And that's one of the great things about Athabasca, is that it's got opportunity to fit so many different choices on program and lifestyle availability and those kinds of things. So the pitch really evolves through a conversation with the individual to find out what, you know, their goals are and then what their needs are, because wants and needs are two really separate things. And that's what we try and do with the flexibility that we offer at AU, is to be able to get, you know, those wants and needs to balance.
So if you have George Clooney, say, let's just say, George Clooney, thinking about taking a course, not sure what to take, what would you say?
The best thing for George Clooney, you know, if we keep him in his up-in-the-air character, is that the class goes with you wherever you are.
Ah, and also good for George Clooney, the actor, because he's all over the place.
That's right.
Italy, California, movie sets, here, there, and everywhere. He could take his course packs with him.
You can. I was on the beach under the umbrella in the Dominican reading something for organizational perspectives. And my wife looks over and says, what are you reading? And I look over, she's reading People. I'm like, what are you reading? So, yes, you can take your readings with you wherever you are. So that would be one of the things that I would pitch to Mr. Clooney, were he inclined to listen.
And he could do it really on his own schedule. So he could, in theory, work it around his movie.
Exactly.
Career.
Yeah. And wherever he was, we would help him find an invigilator to supervise his exams. Sorry?
Somebody could be his invigilator. This is true.
Yeah. We would have to find someone to invigilate, and we would help him do that.
That That would be quite the gig to be.
All you'd have to do is sit there and watch George Clooney for 3 hours.
I could do that. Excellent. I have a plan.
There you go. Everyone needs a plan.
That's right. George Clooney, if you're listening to the Unofficial Landing Podcast, I will be your invigilator. For free, even.
Yeah? There you go. Yeah.
There you go. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be the best podcast yet. See, now I'm stuck on George Clooney. I'm trying to think. What kind of things would you want people to know about AU recruitment?
I think that the kind of recruitment that we do is maybe a little bit different than traditional bricks and mortar schools. Like, you know, we're looking more for people trying to get the fit with their lifestyle in general. And a big part of my portfolio is looking for organizations to help them help their membership or employees, whatever, develop their educational careers so that they're then able to put that into succession planning and make their company stronger.
Excellent. Well, that is a good answer. And
well, thank
so
you.
Not only could you bring George Clooney into the fold, but all of the studio in theory.
Yeah, for sure.
Excellent.
The entire Actors Guild.
Oh, now we really have a plan. Let's make it happen.
All right.
All right. You heard it here first on the Unofficial Landing Podcast. George Clooney, our next goal. Very good. Anything else you want to say for the podcast? I must say this is gold material.
Well, good. I'm happy. And it worked out great. It's a nice...
Yeah.
I think one other great thing about it is the way that we're doing this, right?
Mm.
So we're interviewing now via Skype from
yes.
the comfort of my study. I don't know where you
yes.
are, but that's okay.
I'm looking at pictures of George Clooney, actually, while we talk.
That's understandable. And, you know, we're doing it over Skype, which is just really supporting the Athabasca University model, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime we found a time where we were both able to meet,
mm-hmm.
and it's anywhere because we're not meeting in the same place. And
nope.
So it's really supporting, you know, the sort of foundation of the school.
Definitely. Well, awesome. And this will make a very good podcast, I am sure. Have you been listening
Great.
To the other podcasts?
Sorry, you're breaking up.
Oh, sorry. Have you been listening to the other podcasts?
I don't know why that question's not coming through, Heather.
Oh! I
have not listened to the other podcast.
Oh, shocking. Boo!
No, boo to me. I was you booing me.
Boo his.
Yeah, boo to me. Boo. No, I have not listened to them.
They're very fine indeed. There was a knock-knock joke throwdown last time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Amanda Nielsen is the queen of the knock-knock joke.
Really?
Yeah, you got to watch out. She's got one for every occasion.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to challenge her to a knock-knock joke off.
I think we're going to have to set up brackets, you know, like those big NBA basketball tournaments.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what do they call that? What's the big tournament thing?
Well, NCAA, which is the Final Four.
Final Four, that's the one.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to do, like, a divisional knock-knock joke.
Did she tell you this one?
Hmm?
Did
Go
she
ahead.
Tell you this one? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Shelby.
Shelby who?
Shelby coming around the mountain when she comes.
Oh, bad. Very good, very good.
Thank you.
No, she has not used that one yet.
So you interviewed Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
You've already spoken with Nancy about the coat of arms.
I did, yes.
See, so I haven't listened to them, but I at least know what they are.
Yeah, and I am getting very, very close to nailing down our dear president.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
But if you tell him that we've already spoken about George Clooney, I'm sure he won't pass up the opportunity.
No, I don't think he will, and I suspect that he will be very good at knock-knock jokes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He strikes me as someone who would have a few good knock-knock jokes up his sleeve.
In reserve. I think it would be fantastic if you did a knock-knock joke compilation.
I think he's like a knock-knock joke ninja. One up each sleeve, and if you're not expecting it, ooh, there they come. Pin
so
you to the wall.
Mm-hmm. I hope to hear them.
Oh, I hope so too, as long as you start listening to them.
I know. So, in order for me to start listening to your podcasts,
yes.
What do I have to do?
We
What's landing?
Do not yet have an RSS feed. We're trying, because the podcasts are being uploaded to the landing, and the landing likes to change links, so we're having some trouble feeding it into iTunes. We're working on it. But if you go to landing.athabascau.ca, and then in the little search box, If you just search Landing Podcast, it comes up. Oh, and actually there's also a link right on the main page just after you sign in.
Right.
And anyone can create an account to sign into Landing. The podcasts are public, so you don't even actually need to be signed in to listen to them. But if you want to vote in the poll about what you like about the podcast, I'm going to try one of those yes-no questions, too, now that you've mentioned it. You can do that. You can leave comments, suggestions for shows. Amanda has started leaving knock-knock jokes on the Landing.
That's fantastic.
Podcast page, yes. And we're always looking for suggestions.
And if I follow you on the Landing,
yes,
I'll get email notifications to say you put up a podcast?
Yes. Yes, you definitely would.
Excellent. Because
and I should point out that each podcast episode has, except for episode one, which was more experimental, we are getting better and better names. So episode five, this episode, is going to have a good name for sure.
Well, good. Names are important.
Yes.
Who's doing that series, What's in a Name, on, oh my goodness, I think it's on CBC, but it might be on History Channel.
It could be. You know, I haven't had time to watch much TV since grad school.
Yes, I understand.
Tragical for someone like me. I'm missing out.
Yeah.
It's like it's permanently 2008 in my world. It's not good.
What happened in 2008? I don't even
know.
Nothing.
All the good shows were
nothing.
After that. That's right.
Okay, well, I will work hard to find the podcast, and let me know, because I'm happy to tweet them and put them on Facebook for you, too.
Awesome. Hey, that's great. Okay, well, thanks very much for doing this interview. And for,
oh, my pleasure.
For giving me the glimmer of hope that I may someday be graduating alongside George Clooney.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That would be fantastic. And that's what we have for you tonight, podcast listeners. Music at the start of the show was Alistair Cameron. The song was called Paramount. And you can find that work at freemusicarchive.org. Search for Alistair Cameron. And music at the end of the show, Deep Sky Blue by Graphics Groove. Also courtesy of the Free Music Archive. As we say every show, the unofficial Landing podcast is not officially affiliated with Athabasca University. The ideas, the knock-knock jokes, the plans to enroll George Clooney, they're all our own. And if you've got ideas or suggestions for the podcast, or if you'd like to come onto the podcast, tell a few knock-knock jokes, tell us about yourself, drop us a line, landingpodcast@gmail.com, or show up at our Landing group. Just sign into the Landing, the free account, and search for Landing Podcast. We are on the main page as well. Thank you for listening. And remember,
if you're able to go sans belt, go sans belt.
That's all the time we have tonight. Good night.